All
right. I never know what comes over me.
What does come over
it's just there, and then it comes out.
Cool.
I am not in control.
That's good. Well, we love that. Well, let's get uncontrolled by having Michael read the intent.
Okay. I wrote down all the ideas for it, but I didn't write down the intent. I'm getting it right now.
Okay.
I think. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You can make it up.
It's in the email. There's a lot of R's in it.
Yeah, just put a thing with a bunch of R's in.
Okay.
Register recriminations.
All right. Maybe this is it. Okay. I got it. All right. At 7:01. Okay. To know that revolution with resolution leads to revelation. To be the spiritual revolution with an individual moment-by-moment resolution to be the action of truth.
You've got it, Michael.
All right. Way to go, Michael.
Although I have to admit that every time I hear the R's, I keep hearing Kathy rolling them. So it's like I have to, like...
I know. She's going to have to teach me how to roll the R's.
I know. It'll have to be a practice session on R rolling.
Yeah.
All right. So... we're talking about the center color mostly and the purple healing also. And I know that Michael has to leave early, so Michael's going to start us off with her notes, which she's been thinking.
My notes. Okay. So here's what I discovered about my center color. It's pink. It's creativity and work. And here's what I found out about that statement with all those rolling R's. Here's what I found out. And this leads to the creativity. So I'm going to start off with a statement because I believe, in fact, I know that Becca didn't just make this up off the top of her head. There was something much deeper going on. All right, to know, a.k.a. perceive, apprehend with certainty.
Huh.
Revolution, sudden, marked change, innovation. Resolution, firmness of purpose, boldness, will. Revelation, a striking disclosure, discovery, communication, display. Now, the reason that that was so meaningful for me and that what I was just led to look up some of those words for deeper meaning, you know, you always think you know what the word means.
Uh-huh.
You know, you don't necessarily know it, is because creativity, work being the center on the pathway to peace wheel, not only is my center pink, but the circumference is also pink. And then when I go to the outer rim of the gifts and abilities wheel, even though my center is pink, the outer rim is green or will. So what came to me was that creativity, I looked up that word, creativity, and it means to transcend the traditional or transcend commonly held ideas. And when you transcend commonly held ideas, if you're thinking of the definition now of our shift masters, when you transcend those habitual, traditional, commonly held ideas, they create or meaningful new ideas are created. And these meaningful new ideas show up. They appear visible, as in will.
Mm-hmm. Huh. That's really interesting, that creativity thing. I know we all just went, oh. Wow. So with all that that you discovered, Michael, did it change anything for you around the idea of work and creativity?
It did. It did, because it meant that meaningful idea that would show up is already inherent in the creativity. I don't have to make it show up. I don't have to make even the creativity show up. It just is. And if I use it, like be it, then it's going to show up in that appearing visible, which is the will. It's just going to do it.
Hmm. So do you have any specific work or creativity that you're thinking of, or is it just kind of a general thing for you right now, that idea?
Well, you know, it's not so much, I mean, of course I'm thinking about The Only One of You and the teaching and the stories and all of that. But it's not so specific, but it's more like, oh, that it's more of a way to do it. It's like a way to do it. It's more of an overall, you know, go sign, so to speak, an overall, oh, now I know how to do it. Not do all the parts and pieces and puzzle of putting all the things together. No, that'll happen. But I know that overall thing of how to do it. And for me, unlike, you know, our wonderfully gifted Jet, who is so good at taking pieces of the puzzle and putting it together, I'm much more effective when I can see the bigger picture first. So now, the doing of it, doing that bigger picture, of course, the steps are going to also show up. And so then taking those steps. And if one step doesn't feel right or look right, or, you know, if it doesn't seem like it's, you know, this is not it, then I can always turn around. And, I mean, that's a piece of the puzzle that didn't fit, so to speak.
Right.
But it's very reassuring for me. Instead of having to try to figure it out as I go along, I've got that overall real understanding of how to go about it. And, you know, it's always that way for me. I think I it's just, you know, I know, and I know inside, I know when something is a complete idea for me. And I think I spoke about that a little bit maybe in an email where a friend of mine, you know, asked me to pray for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting with her at the time, and I knew when the prayer was complete. I mean, her physical appearance or sense of comfort hadn't changed at that point. But the following day, she was fine.
Well,
but I knew it before.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about in terms of the way in which what works for me to get from point A to point B to point C, et cetera, et cetera. It's that, you know, overall that knowing that, and it wasn't a matter of kind of, it was kind of figuring it out, but I wasn't doing it, I mean, it came to me to figure it out. It didn't come to me figured out at all. It just was figured out by my doing this exercise. And it came to me to do this exercise this way. I'm going to look up those words. I really want to know what they're saying. And then I saw how the center, creativity, and the will surrounding it, you know, were just, that it led, because all of those spokes, no matter what their color and their meaning, lead to appearance. And that's something that, you know, I have all these ideas, and they've appeared in some form or another, somehow, but not consistently. But I think that's going to change.
Wow. You know, I kind of, when I, you know, what Gail was talking about, that seven colors lead up to the thing that points to the healing, and your clarity points to healing. So it's kind of like you just described getting clear about something so it feels like a healing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I don't feel blocked, so to speak.
Yeah.
I kind of got it, you know?
You got it.
Yeah.
Like the rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain. By George. I think she's got it. You know what? You were describing in a way that made me think of, and the words aren't coming to me exactly, but where Mrs. Eddy said, God gives us spiritual ideas, and in turn they, oh, that is it. God gives us spiritual ideas, and in turn they give us daily supplies.
Yeah.
So that sounds very much like the process that you're talking about.
Yeah. And those all those colors and all those meanings and everything, those are spiritual ideas.
Exactly.
And they did supply what I needed.
Cool.
It's really good.
It is really good. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Well, thank you.
Do you have to leave now, or is it 7:30?
I actually have to leave now. It's 7:13. I should leave now because this is a quarterly business meeting at the church, and they're talking about the reading room, and I want to put on my boxing gloves and set them straight.
Put on your pink creativity hat and set them straight.
There you go. Oh, not boxing gloves.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, creativity. I think you can do it. Yeah, they do need that word that you said about creativity. They do need that thinking differently about the way they do things, for sure.
That's
right.
They do. And some of the members are really open to it. And you know, that's why I brought my can opener. Night.
Yeah, and the pop top, and yeah, you've got it. Crowbar.
There you go. Even better.
Thank you, Michael. Have a good
meeting.
Okay, Michael.
All right. Thank you so much, and I just can't wait to hear the call. I'm sorry, I have to leave.
That's okay. We understand.
Okay. All right. So who's going next?
Who is going next? You pick.
Okay, Kathy.
All right.
If only she was here.
Well, yeah, if only Kathy was here, she could go next.
Oh, she's not here?
Yeah, it's some Spanish woman, but we'll take her instead.
Oh, okay. Oh, very good. Excellent.
Russian right. woman. Russian.
Russian.
Revolution.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, actually, I didn't want to go next because I wanted to listen to the call to see if I could get some understanding of this. Because oftentimes, if I don't have the opportunity to get into it before the day, I usually have time on the day to spend some time on the Shift Master's Day. So I listened to the call and I read what you said, and it was the center and the vibe, the color around the edge. So I figured we're talking the vibral core and all of that. And I realized, you know, I didn't really get it. And so I kept thinking, I'll go sit with it. And then it was like, no, because I don't really get it. So I don't want to sit with something I don't really get to try and do it. I did think about harmony because my color in the center, and I'm just looking at the pathway of revelation, you know, so the basic wheel, I think of it as a basic wheel. So the color in the center is black and the color around the rim is black. And so that's what I figured the center and the color around you were talking about, right, Becca?
Yeah, 13th color.
Okay, yeah. Good. So at least I was, yeah, the 13th color, because we had asked about that the last time. So I thought of what's going on, you know, in my life at this moment. And it's also May, you know, and the color of May is black. And it's listening and it's harmony. And I had sat this morning in my quiet time and I was talking to God about fear, you know, and thinking about fear, because I'm always in fear. I mean, and I don't mean big giant fear like the world's going to end. I can get pretty California fearful of earthquakes because it's been quite a while, but really it's more the daily, I don't know what to do next. I don't know which of the tasks to do. Should I get up and do the email first? You know, before I have my basic set tasks of talking to students or going somewhere or, you know, having a direct e-com or something like that. But anyway, so I was just thinking about that idea of fear. And I thought of the times where I just wasn't afraid. I'm never afraid when I'm going to talk to a student. I'm never afraid when I'm going to talk to a directee. I'm never really afraid when I go down to lead the class in spiritual direction. I mean, there's sometimes I'm not quite sure because I'm still new at the game and whatever, but it isn't that. It's more the fiddly order of the day disturbs me. And I don't know, I think back over various profiles of, which are also just another picture of ourselves, like the sacred pathway is, or the, you know, wheels and colors and things. And that innate, I was going to say that innate sense of organization of how to order tasks is, I was going to say, I don't have that, but I think that's an absolute erroneous thing. I think I do, because I do really organize myself well and get everything done, so I don't know what it is. I don't know what that fear is about. So, but new things. Yeah, I'm scared to death of the Bishop Barron Project because I don't really know what to do. And so I just, sent a text to Melesio saying, hey, can you meet? Because it helps me to talk it out loud, to talk about it verbally and to, you know, because I need to get something that I can take up with me on June 3rd and I'll be gone all next week. So I have a couple days now before I go and a couple days when I get back, all of which are already booked with other things as well. So in other words, I took steps to deal with that. But what I feel about the sort of, I want to say blackness of it all, the harmony of it all, is it seems as if, and I was describing this to someone the other day, and I can't quite capture the words the way I thought about them. Maybe it was with you, Becca, on the coaching call we had on Friday, but just that this is a time of, not upheaval in my life, but the time of new things. Were we talking about that?
Mm-mm. No. We're talking about
okay.
Leadership. Yeah. We have
And so I think, but I think there was a blend of that, or it has a flavor of that. But just that, you know, I remember an article I read a million years ago when my children were small, and it talked about how little kids go through, and they're talking from birth to, you know, young childhood, but little kids go through a phase of being out of sorts. You know, and I think one of those times is called the terrible twos. But they're out of sorts as their skills are building, but they don't have mastery of it yet. So it's a frustrating time. And then when they get the hang of it, then they're calm for a while till some new thing starts to build and grow, and then that's a frustrating time. And they're not just frustrated when they're trying to walk, they're sort of generally frustrated. It's that period of time in their life. And that's what it feels like to me, you know, that stretch and growth to something new, and I'm uncomfortable with it. And I doubt my abilities, and I doubt my gifts. And our last class at Direction on Saturday was on another profile, and I, like I said, I've never met a profile that I don't love. And this is the Enneagram. And so in the Enneagram, in my particular one of the things that's a characteristic is to doubt your gifts or to doubt them in comparison to others. I don't actually doubt my gifts. I know I have them. But when a circumstance arises and I see greatly someone else's, then mine vanish. Or seem so unimportant. You know, when I think of Deacon Chris and his incredible, vast knowledge of stuff and the ability to see right to the heart of things, you know, then I just become a blithering idiot. Or, you know, sometimes around people that are so spiritually developed, and I'm seeing that more and more with Malesio, then I just shrink up, you know, so it's a tendency of mine. And Dal, you were talking about a tendency of yours that you've had a long time and, you know, need to let go of, but it's like that. So I think I'm in that building towards alignment. And then when I think things are get to alignment and I have to work it, I mean, that baby can't walk unless you get up and try and fall down and get up and try and fall down. But they don't have a concept of the embarrassment of that. Whereas I think if I F up in front of Deacon Chris and that regional pastoral council, I'll be mortified to death. You know? Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that I will, because I think I will go in as prepared as possible. But I will, and Malesio I don't think can go that day. But, and that would be great and help me feel confident. But anyway, so that was just sort of my thoughts on harmony, is that it's when it's in alignment, you know, I'm in harmony when I'm standing in my own authority, which is when I'm talking to my students, or it's not my authority when I'm talking in Direction, but, you know, it's at least where trust has been placed in me and I'll do my best. So that's my thought on the whole vibral core of it. I don't really know what it means for it to be the vibral core. I sort of know a knee-jerk thing of what it means to be the boundary color, but I don't really, really know what that means. I don't think I really, really know what that means. It was sort of like where you draw the line, but I don't know how to think about that or work with that. So that was my thought, and that was a more of a feeling into it. When I said I would just let it rest for the couple of hours, it was like that's what I was sort of feeling into it. And then as far as the purple of it all, and I'm looking at my, you know, the same I was going to say map, but wheel, where I have purple pointing to creativity. And so if I'm thinking of the colors that go ahead of that, that are supposed to blend together to be that purple, or that purple is the compilation of these others, then am I counting back six colors from that, and it would be back to orange over there directly across from it, and those blend to be? If those are the colors that I'm supposed to be piling up, for lack of a better phrase, and they work together to produce healing, I can get a feeling, for that, in that those colors are where I live a bit. I do get learning from lots of things. So for the kinship, you know, lessons and the symbolic nature of those things, whether they're stone people or, you know, things that happen or whatever, but that kinship. Faith, I get clarity. It's my driver. And, you know, the intuition and the live in truth and the creativity. And I love that transcendent concept, transcendent ideas or things outside and above. So I can get a feel that all of that is healing. It is healing for me. And it's healing for me to stand in my authority. It's healing for me to feel that authority. And I feel those things as having not created my authority, but you know what I mean? When I dwell in these places, which I do, then that feels very healing. And I needed lots of healing in my life, having had no real sense of identity or who I was before I came into council X number of years ago. And Becca, you were going to check out the number of years.
I have somewhere. So I have you and Jet written. It's not in front of me, but at some point I will read to you the dates you guys came in.
Okay, good. Because I'm just curious now, because we keep adding them up. I think it's 20 now, and Jet is 20 years and 6 months. But anyway, so that was all. And I thought, I need to... That was a slow reaction.
No, it wasn't. I was muted, and then I said, you're missing the fact that I can't keep this in anymore.
So there was this little gap, but it was the muted gap.
That was just because I was laughing out loud with the mute button on.
I get
I'm muting you again so you can talk.
Yeah, that's what I mean, but the muted part was the gap. Because then I heard it, you know. So anyway, that was all I got, but I didn't want to go any further until I really heard you talk about those two things, the purple and the colors, and what the vibral core and boundary color really means in terms of who we are. So.
Yeah, I think that you were asking really good questions, didn't you?
Yeah, they're very good. And the healing aspect, that it's the combination of the six colors on the pathway piece.
Not my six colors before where my purple is, but
no,
the actual six colors?
The actual six colors on the pathway piece would be the crystal.
No, that isn't what she just said. She thinks she made these. So it's the your six colors, starting with crystal, blue, green, pink, purple, gray,
leads up to brown,
which is where the healing.
Oh, those six colors.
Because
I was thinking it was either the six leading up to where my purple spoke is going to creativity, so it would start over there with orange, red, crystal, blue, green, pink, and so forth. Okay, but now do this again. All right, and then I thought, no, it's the six colors in the outside ring. So counting backwards would be white, pink, green, blue, yellow, and so forth. But see, it's interesting for me because some of my colors are those colors anyway. Blue is there, green is there, pink is there, and so forth. But it's from crystal up to, but not including brown.
Yeah, that kind of, it the six colors lead up to and kind of combined with that to give you that self-determination. And that is your healing. That is the...
When you know who you are and you have that self-determination, you feel healing. And I just want to say that in all the things that we were talking about, this makes so much sense to me, because what you were talking about, that you didn't have that clear sense of yourself in the process of what you're talking about, the people, all the new things that are happening with you. If you did, and I want to say something else after I say this too, before I forget. If you did, as you put those colors together, then you would have the healing of knowing the truth of, you know, who you really are, and that would be a healing for you. So the other thing I want to say about this is, I think about these colors in this order. They remind me of quality lists. So the quality lists have been put in order. So the first quality is clarity, then intuition, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, when we always do the quality list, we always talk about as you take care of the first four, in this case, the first seven, it leads to the ones at the bottom. You don't even have to think about them anymore. So that's how I see this, is as you take care of these qualities, color in the spoke, it leads to your self-determination, which is healing for you.
You can't really do without any one of those, so you can't like skip the third one or not do that. You know, it won't work out. It has to be a cumulative effect for all of them, but it has to start with that clarity. If you don't have clarity, nothing gets started anyway.
I know, clarity is the driver, I say, for me.
And when you were talking about that, though, you were talking about the orange in relationship to the purple, because they go across from each other. So that's very significant, because when you look at your gifts and abilities, which is... So you see the kinship, the orange...
Mm-hmm.
Is an ability, so you use your healing color, purple color, to enhance that, combined with your clarity, to give you more kinship. But also, as you were talking about that, you were looking at the kinship and things you learn and how that develops even better, enhances the healing color, the gratitude.
Right.
So it's connected. It's a definite connection there. And then that harmony, so when you have that black in the center and black around the outside, that is what you're going to feel when you've learned a lesson, when you've understood a lesson, regardless of what it is, how big, how small, doesn't matter, you're going to find yourself right in that center, which is that you will have that harmony. You will know what it is, and the whole world sees that. That becomes the boundary, so to speak, in that nothing can come through there. Nothing can penetrate there. You're completely protected in that place at that moment because of that harmony that you feel, that you know, that you have.
Right. I guess that's why standing in my authority feels like harmony to me, and that would be standing in lessons learned.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, and I feel I understand and feel or get or have internalized from crystal on up more than I have internalized and understanding of from the white on down. This is looking at the pathway of revelation, you know. So I'm more in tune with the left side than the right side, so to speak, I think. And maybe that's because it's gifts, you know, it's a gift. So then, yes, I would be.
Yeah.
And I just want to add that thing, we kind of talked about this in coaching, but I just want to add that, you know, when you said you're not afraid when you go to do a student, and I know why you're not afraid, because you are in that faith and that harmony, that understanding, that knowledge that the words that come out of your mouth are not yours. You know, when you go to do you stand in church, you have that same, I know that feeling. I know it's like I'm not afraid. I know that when I'm going to start talking, it's not me. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to think ahead. I know I'm going to say the right thing because I'm not there. Just like, so I know what that feeling is like. And I know that's what you're talking about when you say, you know, you're going to talk to one of your students. And I it's just the perception that these people have higher in the world words in front of their names than you think you do, but they aren't any different than your clients, you know, the people that you go meet with. They have this, they're exactly the same people, even though it feels like they must know more. They must be more advanced than you because they're in an organization that's higher and they do more things. But it's the same thing, no matter who you, if you went to speak to the president of the United States, God, not that one, not that guy, a real president. If you went to speak to a real president, you would have the sense that you would know that whatever you said was the right thing. It doesn't matter. It's who, it doesn't matter what their rank is or their words in front of their name, because you have that understanding that when you stand in front of something or you're ready, that the words that come from you are not yours. And that's where that fear can disappear to. And that's harmony. So when Del said that, it's your vital core, I thought that part of that was, it's not something that can be taken away from you. It's just who you are. And it's more of recognition that this is who I am more than I have to be this. It is, this is who I am. My vital core is listening harmony. That's who you are, Kathy. And that produces the words that come out of your mouth when it needs to come out of your mouth in whatever way. And that doesn't mean that you don't get prepared and all the other stuff. It just means when you're standing there, you know that it, you have the authority to speak. That's my take on that.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy.
Yeah.
So there.
So there.
That's right.
So there.
So, yes, so say we all. Okay. You good?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have a better sense of it all.
Cool. All right. Good.
Me too. Thanks.
Okay. And that's it.
And that's it. That's all there is. So as I'm looking at all of our pathway of revelation wheels, I've got them all up on the screen. Well, they're kind of crushed, but it's a small monitor. So, and when you said to Kathy, when you learn, when you get all your lessons, or you get the lesson where you feel, is you feel in harmony. And my almost instantaneous response was, and so does everybody around you, Kath. I've experienced that many, many times when you are speaking from your vast authority. Everybody in the room feels that harmony, not just your harmony and that you're feeling harmonious with yourself, but in fact, what it does is it radiates. It radiates out and surrounds everybody with that feeling of harmony and oneness. I could see that, and that's what helped me understand that. So,
well, thanks. It made me. I think that's what I'm going for when I'm talking to people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's my intent, even though I've not thought of it in those terms.
Right.
But when I want people to see the truth of who they are, in the goodness of who they are and how I see God sees them, students or directees or friends or whomever, it is so that they will be in harmony and have that beautiful feeling of being in harmony. So, okay.
So hopefully that helps even a little bit more in your
mm-hmm.
sense of understanding as far as that goes.
That
Now take that word, okay, and toss it into Del's pathway of revelation and think about
Wait, let me get to Del. Hang on. I got it here, but I got it in my hand. Okay, so. Uh-huh.
Okay, so look at Del's wheel, okay?
The pathway of revelation.
Yeah, yeah, and that look one. At that outer circle of gray.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay, and the word that most often comes to me for gray is the one that Jamie Sams uses under Wisdom Keeper, which is how to honor the truth.
Honor, yeah, that's what I think of.
So when I think of Del, and
mm-hmm.
I think of when I think about what Del does when he's doing the best of what he does, which is. You know, that would be my sort of interpretation of getting the lesson. You know, when you're actually honoring all your gifts and you're expressing all your gifts, then when you're actually doing that, then when Del does that, you know, that it brings honor to the entire environment, not just to him, but to everybody
right.
around him.
Right. Right, I see that. Yeah, I see that. Okay, so then
okay.
that's clear.
Now grab Becca's pathway of revelation.
I got it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now her colors are white. Now, that one threw me for a minute until, because I was doing the whole attract release, you know, and magnetism and sharing, and yeah, all of that, you know, goes into it. But... Okay, Jamie Sams's interpretation of that white is walking in truth.
Mm.
And I
mm-hmm.
think Becca, I think that fits you. I think when you are expressing all of your gifts and learning that when you accomplish some understanding of the lesson, that's what you express. You express walking. You're walking your truth.
Cool.
And I think that this is, thanks Del for talking about it this way, because I got it. When Michael, we all remember Michael when she brought the book to the gathering, and she did that. And she was creatively expressing her truth
mm-hmm.
when she did that. So I can see that. And what do I do? What do I do? Time out of mind, every day, every minute. What is my driving force? I just want to keep it clear and simple. I want everything to be out in the open. Everything. When I get it, that means everything's clear. There are no miscommunications. There's no trying to figure things out. It's just all on the table, and it's all very clear. Good. I get it. Now I feel great. Now I feel exactly where I'm supposed to be. No hiding, no lies, no miscommunication, everything clear. That's where I live.
Mm-hmm.
I did that, two quick examples, and then we have to get down to this healing thing, because I'm not so sure I get that. Maybe we
can
just
I make
need
one
to...
comment about Becca
sure.
and the white?
Yeah.
I could see the white, and I see what you're saying, walking into it very much so, but to me, it's because she is a master of the attract and release. In order to walk the truth that she does, she has to know exactly what to attract to and hold on to, and exactly what to release. And that allows that walking in truth.
I agree.
I see the white there,
yep,
in terms of what you said, as well as the concept of attracting and releasing. That was my
I think about attracting and releasing as more of a choice. And so that's why it's hard for me to, that was why it was hard. That was why it threw me. But when I saw Walk the Truth, I mean, really, isn't that the essence of attracting and releasing? Is knowing what to attract and to release by walking your truth and not walking your talk, walking your truth.
Yeah.
And I think, Becca, I think one of the reasons that the council is as effective as it is because, Becca, you are walking your truth and you're so clear about it.
I think it's intuitive. You know, I mean, it's internalized.
Yep.
And so, right. Maybe the word authority in some sense applies to this concept in all of us. Becca is in her authority in white, and Dell is in gray, and you are in crystal, and Michael is in pink, and I am in black.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's that sense of grounded in that authority. We're making this stuff up. We're rewriting this, Dell.
I think we're doing okay. I think we're doing okay because, you know, mm-hmm, that was what he's, it's like that the outside circle, okay, actually encompasses all of the other 12 colors, which means as we roll around and we, mm-hmm, get each lesson, as we learn each lesson, as we expand each lesson, we reach out and we touch what encompasses all of those lessons. And when we touch what encompasses all of those lessons, that's when we feel the word that you say is authority. I like that. That's when we're standing in our own authority. Now, Jamie Sams added the 13th color, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She said that in the beginning of the book when you read about the 13 original clan women.
Mm-hmm.
And the little summary in the front of the book about Crystal is, becomes her vision, the guardian of transformation and transmutation, the keeper of the emergence of spirit into physical form, the mother of alchemical changes and rites of passage into wholeness, and I think of that 13th color as wholeness, whatever our color is, the guardian of personal history, becoming, and myth. She teaches us how to become our visions and our own and own our wholeness, how to release the old self and step into the realized dream, how to honor the process that brought us through the changes and transformation, how to mark the rite of passage into wholeness and celebrate the vision we have become, how to be the truth. So whatever
color. That's my favorite one.
The crystal one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if we take our color, our 13th color, and we apply it to that position the same way we do with all of the other colors, it brings it all together. And by the way, I'm just getting that out of that one comment that Del said about when you get your lessons, then you'll find yourself in harmony. Because I didn't understand any of that until you said that tonight, Del. It was like, I'm so lost. I have no idea what you're talking about. All I know is I want it to be clear and simple. Don't make me fight too hard to get it. Anyway, my two examples were, we're having the party for Chelsea, and my mother-in-law, well, fortunately, we're having it at a place where they have a planner, they have an event planner, and she took care of, you know, 95% of it. I swear, if I had to organize this party myself, or if I had to do it without an event planner, I would just shoot myself. I would have already shot myself. It's like, I cannot think of anything. I think a root canal would be preferable to planning an event. But my mother-in-law went up with me, and after we left, after making some more arrangements, she said, you know, well, I'm really glad, I'm really glad she talked about carving, having the carving there. That's what I really wanted her to get to. But I wanted her to say it rather than, I was trying to lead her into it. And I said, why? I said, why didn't you just ask for it? Well, you know, I was thinking about whether there was going to be a charge to it or not. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, and I was like, don't worry, even worry about it. But it was like it had to be like this whole, she had to manipulate the woman into saying, well, why don't I just have a carver there? It's like, why don't you just ask for a carver? If I'd known that, I would have, you know, I would have said that right off the bat. But she says to me Saturday morning, I had been asking her for most of the week, what do you want to do for Mother's Day? I asked, do you have plans for Mother's Day? And then what would you like to do? So she was thinking about it, and she thought, well, she'd like to go to this restaurant down in Norwich that they've been to. And it's like, okay, let's do that. So I asked her on Saturday, I said, so did you decide what time you want to go? And she said, well, I think I've changed my mind. And I said, okay. She said, why don't we just go to the Chinese restaurant instead? And I have my reasons. I just, I don't need to go into it right now. But I'm, and it's like, well, that's fine. Are you sure you want to go? And she said, well, you know, I'm just thinking, and I said, so, and here I go, you know, and I know her very well, so I know she's hiding something on me. And I said, so is it the restaurant that changed her mind, or is it Norwich? It's Norwich. And I said, somebody want to meet you down there? And she goes, well, yeah, it kind of got complicated and blah, blah, blah. And I said, and would that have been Anne? And she looked at me and she said, yeah. And she said, she, you know, I was talking to her and she asked what our plans were and told her we were going out to lunch, that you were taking us out, you and Scott were taking us out to lunch. And then she said, oh, geez, well, you know, could I meet you down there? And, you know, da la 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 la. And she's, and so she said, I just thought maybe we should just change plans and, you know, go to the Chinese restaurant instead. And I said, well, would you like Anne to join us? And she said, well, yeah, but I know how you feel about it because you said she dominates the conversation all the time. And I said, I have no objection to Anne coming. You don't? And I said, no. And I said, Scott would love to see her. Oh, well, I was just, you know, I was just trying to end up blah, 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 blah. And I thought about it afterwards. It's like I've been thinking about this all week. Why don't you just ask me? Instead of making a game out of it, you know, why don't you just ask me if that would be okay? Am I all alone? Oh.
No, we're all thinking.
That's not her style.
And that's what makes me crazy. So I now know another piece. Now I know another piece of the clients that that, you know, what my perfect client is going to be. So I now know another piece of the pie to weed out.
Another piece of the puzzle to put in.
Exactly. So, you know, they gotta be open. You know, clear. I don't need people to be rude and outrageous and uncivil. I don't wish to be rude, outrageous, and uncivil. But could we keep it simple? You know?
Exactly. Could we?
I think that's what's going on with that crystal being the boundary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my best environment, my optimum environment, I'm going to feel very clear. And that's what makes me feel safe and secure, because I'm not misunderstanding the question. So therefore, I am giving the most honest answer I know, you know, because I actually know what the question is. If I'm not sure what the question is, I have no idea whether I'm giving the right answer or not.
Yeah.
For me or for the other person.
Right. So you just have to keep asking questions until you are clear about what the question is.
Right. And that makes me nuts.
But instead of making you nuts, well, why wouldn't you enjoy that process? Because that would be a clearing process. That would be, it would be a puzzle. Just instead of thinking, why doesn't everybody else be as clear as me? Because they're not.
I'm not clear. I'm not all that clear. A lot of times I don't, sometimes I have to talk things through. But what I do say is I have to talk this through.
Right, exactly. So that's exactly what we just said. So you were talking things through for yourself, but then you'd be talking things through for other people by asking them questions to get clarity. So I don't know. I think that it could be something fun instead of making you crazy. That's all.
Well, I'm gonna work on that. I'll tell you that.
Because nothing's going to appear crystal clear. Very few people are going to present in clarity. So the life is a process of uncovering and making and showing, taking off the covering of the crystal. So when you have clients asking them questions or listening to what they say to get clarity, it's really part of the process of knowing people. So that would be, this is what I do. I get to clarity because that's what I am. But sometimes it involves asking people questions. So I could see how you could say, I don't want clients that never give me truthful answers. God, forget them. But clients that you can get the truthful answers by helping them gain clarity might be really fun.
I see that.
Yeah. So that's who I think. I think you don't like the people that never tell you the truth no matter what. But I think you could enjoy the other people. And I bet you do. You just haven't stopped to see it. Think of it that way. So, but you wanted to know about the purple for yourself.
Yep.
So, yeah. So what's the question there? You and Del both end up in yellow.
So, are you saying that if we express our gifts, we are pointing toward healing?
I think of it like this, and then I'll let Dale answer. I think of it like quality, like a quality list. Are you taking care of the creativity, and then are you paying attention to your intuition? Are you paying attention to your knowledge? Are you one in kinship with people? Are you asking yourself whose will? And then are you in harmony? And that leads to love and devotion, which brings you healing. That's how I look at it. But now Don will probably tell it differently, isn't it?
No, not really, because that's really all there is to it. And you're following that order. You can't put these out of order.
Yeah, that's why I think of it as a quality.
So it does. It's
a priority quality list.
Yeah, you can't wait till the sixth spoke and plant the seed. It has to be down here, and that's the word creativity. Is that the essence of that? The feeling. When I look at the colors, I try to get a feeling. I look at the feeling of the colors as they go around. Because each color has attributes to it, has essence to it, and what does that feel like to you, and how does that continue to evolve through those colors to that seventh color up there, to that seventh spoke? And like Becca says, it's kind of like the quality word list. And how does that feel for each one of them? Are you living that? Are you being that? So you got to ask yourselves a series of questions as you go through there. And then again, for your personal colors, you get that different feeling when you look. And when I look at Jet's six colors that lead up to the yellow, I look at my six colors that lead up to, I have an incredibly different feeling for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are my colors in that particular order. And so I am going to feel, as I understand those colors more and more, and the progression of that, the evolution of that, I get that. I get a better sense of what that yellow means and how it refers to the healing and the gratitude.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, we can do that. Believe it or not, we made it to the 8 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock.
We did.
And now, Jill, did you want to do this that I'm pointing to?
It's just an option of many options. I mean, there's do whatever you want.
Okay,
so
we were talking about, I know what we're doing in the council as a whole the next month, but it won't really matter in terms of what we do in the Shipmasters in terms of what we're going to do in the council. It'll all work together no matter what. So we were talking about what would you like to do. We're going to ask you, you know, I can always come up with something, but we're going to ask you. And one of the things he suggested is that we go over the personal four winds and rhythms chart that we did a couple gatherings ago.
Oh, yeah, especially because I screwed it up. I had west and east
that.
And west. Yep. I was just looking at that a couple weeks ago, and I realized I messed it up. I had it in the wrong direction, so I obviously didn't get it to even to the beginning of understanding with that.
All right.
Where am I looking for that?
Time before, I think. But I can send you a new chart. You know, I'll send you guys a new
Okay. Yeah.
I need a new one anyway because I did really screw it up.
You
I put
it
on.
It
out.
There was
we got to get clarity here, Beth.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, my goodness gracious.
So I think we would just do this together, though, right? Yeah. You don't want them to do it by themselves before next time.
Right.
Okay. So I'll just send you the chart. You don't have to worry about it. You can look at it and go, huh? Okay. And then and then come to Shipmasters and we'll work it out together.
Right.
Like that. Whoop.
And did you ever find the animal chart for the seven directions, the one with the woolly mammoth at the top?
No, I have not found it yet. That doesn't mean I won't, though, because I've been putting in order a lot of things, so I'm figuring that's one of those things that's just going to go, whoa, there it is.
I think it's part of the slideshow from one of the gatherings. Yeah, I don't know if we ever got a page.
Oh, that's helpful. Yeah, because then we have the slideshows. You can look at the slideshow. Yeah, okay. We'll find that. I know I've seen it, so I agree with you. It's around here somewhere. All right, girls and ladies and a gentleman, is there any other thing that we need to talk about before we say goodnight?
Walking her
shirt.
All right.
Oh, my God. I think I've got to the point of, like, hysteria. No, I'm good. I'm good. Don't worry.
That book is coming?
Yeah. It's
one
coming
way or another.
Whether you like it or not. The million details that go into it, and it's only me doing them. Oh, but it's okay. I like it. So I'm not complaining.
There you go.
It's just doing it. All right, you guys, thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Good night.